How much of the eclipse is going to be viewable from Colorado?
We don't get the whole show, but we at least get the first half. So we get to see the beginning of the eclipse. And once the eclipse is at maximum, that's right when the sun and the moon will set behind the foothills and the Rockies. So we get a little over an hour of eclipse viewing.
And when's the best time on Sunday to start watching for the eclipse?
The eclipse gets started in terms of the first little bit of the moon starting to occult the sun will begin at about 6:22 our time. And the maximum of the eclipse will occur around 7:30. And sunset is about 10 or 15 minutes after that. What's interesting is the whole sun's not getting covered, only 86%. But it's still a lot of light that's still going to come from the sun. So it's not going to get dark like it would on a total eclipse. But it'll be a very eerie situation where you just have this like 2 hour dusk.
Now, to help take in the view, a lot of Coloradans are going to be wearing eclipse watching glasses, which you can purchase from Fisk Planetarium. What exactly do those glasses do?
Well, those block out all the light from the sun. We've always heard that, you know, never look directly at the sun, and there's good reason for that. But eclipse glasses really allow you to have an extended, long-duration stare at the sun without your eyes watering and squinting and all that.
But I don't have to have a pair to enjoy the eclipse.
There are other ways to watch the eclipse indirectly without actually having to stare at the sun. And one way to do that is to actually just poke a hole in a cardboard box, in a piece of paper, or anything, and hold it towards the sun. You can then project through that hole an image of the sun. And what's nice is as the moon's blocking it, you will get to see this black disc move across the image of the sun that you project. It's called a pinhole camera, and it's a great way to enjoy the eclipse if you don't have eclipse glasses and you don't want to try to stare or squint at it.
Now, how long has it been since we've been able to see an eclipse from Colorado?
It's been about 15 years, and it'll be actually another 5 years before we have another prominent eclipse. In fact, we're sort of considering this eclipse kind of our practice for August of 2017. That's when a total eclipse actually goes all the way across the United States.
Matt Benjamin is the Education Programs Manager at Fisk Planetarium in Boulder. For KUNC, I'm Emily Boyer.